Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. We are talking about parenting principles, things that we have found to be core ideas in our home to raise our children around. And today we're going to talk about including and excluding. And to put it very succinctly, the languaging we have used in our home is we do not exclude, period. There's not a comma where we can add on it except when. There's not a and. There's just a period. It's not a question mark, like maybe I can today. It's a period. And our children have grown up in a home where there are children tumbling out of every corner of the home. And they're every 2 years. So when you have a friend over, even there's lots of people who probably also want to play with your friend. And so we've had to have this conversation of what does it mean to include and how do we create that as a culture in our home that we are not going to be people who exclude. And there are two key ideas here that I'm going to talk about. But let's see, where do we put this? Where do we see this in Scripture? It's actually in several places in Scripture. The one where I'm going to point to today is James 2, verse 1. It says, "My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory." He goes on to talk about if somebody comes in and they look rich and you're nice to them, but somebody else comes in and they look poor and you're not nice to them. And it's talking about that kind of partiality that we can, honestly, in our flesh, we just naturally do. So even in our home, you will see inside of sibling relationships, partiality in the flesh, meaning some kids actually naturally get along well with some of their other siblings and not so well with other of their siblings. Some children on some days just grate on somebody else's nerves. And they always the impulse is to push away and to leave out. And the culture that we chose to set out in our home is if we are going to hold the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and y'all, that is culture in our home, not necessarily in our children if our children don't know Jesus, but you as the culture setter in your home get to decide. And so if we're going to be a people group that hold the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, we're not going to show partiality. We are not going to exclude. So the question then arises, so what do we do, Bethany, when my children are excluding? They won't let somebody come in their room and they shove them out and slam the door. They want to yell at the top of their lungs, "Get out of my room," when somebody comes in their room. Because that happens, you know, that's happened a lot in the Kimsey household. And there are some principles, and we're going to talk about them tomorrow, about ownership. Very quickly, the languaging we use in our home is, actually, you don't own anything. But we are not going to exclude. So tomorrow, we're going to talk about ownership, of how, why can I say you don't own anything? Today, though, we're not going to exclude. We're not going to exclude because, simply put, it's unkind. It makes the other person feel lesser than. And we're going to choose to be a people who do not do that with one another. How does that translate? In our home, it means that our children play together and they learn how to play well together. It takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of input. We'll be covering that in weeks to come inside of Parenting Principles. Today, I just want you to get an overview. The goal is we're not going to exclude, which means we're going to have to do the work to learn how to live well together, to live in unity together. And then secondly, we're going to have the language that our friendships inside of our home are of great value. And so we would never want to leave someone out. You see, if we believe, and we talked about this last month, and we're going to talk about it again, but if we believe that God has purposed the people that live in our family, they are purposed to grow us up into a likeness with Jesus, to make us more like Jesus, which means there's going to be a lot of time that Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is working on all the places that we're not like Jesus, all the ways that we don't want to be nice, all the ways that we don't want to be kind. And Mama, this honestly, this goes for me too. I'm sure it goes for you. But when we begin to say we are not going to exclude, we are not going to show partiality, period, then the good question becomes, why do I want to in this moment? What lies under the desire for me to shove my brother out of my room and say, stay out of my room, stay out of my stuff, leave me alone, you can't come in here, don't sit next to me? So all that languaging is exclusive languaging. It's a partiality. So how do we change that? We change that by beginning to be people who are willing to look under the surface and say, what would make me want to do that in that moment? And beginning to have those conversations. So that goes back 2 months ago. We talked all about having gospel conversations with our children where they're Jesus-centered in moments where they have they're showing poor behavior. So showing partiality is poor behavior. We have a principle. We're not going to do this. So what do I do, Bethany? Now you need to go and have a gospel conversation with your child, where you dig in and you begin to inspect in their heart. Why are you angry with your brother and you don't want him around? Why are you irritated by this? Tell me what's happening underneath that. What's going on in your heart? What were you feeling? Why did you choose that? What would have been a better choice, right? All that languaging, we've already given you that languaging. You're going to go back to it. You're going to begin to have these conversations because we want to be a people who hold the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. We want to look different than the world. And the world is exclusive. The world does show partiality. We're not. Period. Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood, as if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you? Or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations? Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this 6-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as He changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible Study. Grab the link in our show notes. Join me over the next 6 weeks and journey with Jesus as He changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand His gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that He is growing you in Him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.